Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Friday, the 10th of June, is upon all of us. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Here I'm broadcasting from the radio studios of Hofstra. I was like trying to pronounce that correctly. Hofstra University on Long Island in New York for the annual Talkers Conference, which goes on here on the campus all day today. So our hours together, well, Jay and I are never really together, but we are together. You know what I mean? Jay's actually down in Nashville, where it's hot and heavy. The weather, so the weather that a lot of people are talking about, the weather that started sort of where you are and moved over into New Jersey. Did you see all the pictures of the, or the video of the trees uprooted? New Jersey doesn't get tornadoes. So the fact that they had
straight line winds can be just as dangerous. It is astounding. Or even just regular winds, not even straight line winds. It's impressive what wind itself can do. Air is powerful.
Wait, can I write that down? Air?
Put it on a shirt.
Yeah, right. That's a t-shirt.
We'll sell it. It'll be in our store.
Yeah, right, exactly. Air is powerful. It is. Our air is powerful. We have different kinds of air here, but it's still air. Here's something that when I saw this, I thought, you know, this is the good and the bad mixed. Most of the time, you know, we have separate information that's kind of bad, and then we have separate information that's kind of good. But they don't usually go together. This is not that case. The baby Holly that was lost 41 years ago. Apparently, Holly's mother and father were murdered 41 years ago, late 1980. So this young Holly Marie Klaus, also known as Baby Holly, went missing. So police are investigating what the circumstances are, Jay. This is certainly a cold case, something now that will show up on Dateline or 2020 or in some episode of Law & Order. And so the police have described the suspects as a nomadic religious group. What does that mean? What would be an example of a nomadic religious group? Or maybe it should be fanatic religious group. I don't know. I'm trying to think of...
Nomadic because they don't have one main stay place. They travel around.
You mean like Jehovah's Witnesses? That's not... Jehovah's Witnesses... Kind of no, come and knock on your
Jehovah's
door.
Witnesses they don't travel around. I went to school with some Jehovah's Witnesses. They were like second generation in my hometown. What the police are saying, according to this, they're still trying to figure out who killed Tina Gail Lynn Klaus and Harold Dean Klaus Jr. The couple the parents of Baby Holly. Their bodies were found, and Baby Holly's wasn't. And so they never really understood what happened. Well, according to a press conference, the first assistant attorney general, Brent Webster, said that young Holly had been dropped off at a church in Arizona by two women who identified themselves as members of a nomadic religious group. So they actually identified themselves that way. They were wearing white robes. They were barefoot. They indicated their beliefs of their religion included, like, this is all stuff that information they gave out when they dropped off Baby Holly, saying that their religion included the separation of male and female members, practicing vegetarian habits, not using or wearing leather goods. And they believed that this group was traveling through California, Texas, Arizona, when members were seen seeking and asking people for food in the early 80s, and then late 1980, early 1981, that's when Tina and Harold's families received a phone call from somebody named Sister Susan in L.A., saying that they were charged with telling the families that the young couple had joined the religious group and no longer wanted to have contact with any of them, however, acknowledged that the couple had one of the family members' cars at the time, one of Holly's, baby Holly's grandparents' vehicles, and that they would meet up with them to give the car back.
I am confused.
And it's just like, right? Like, yeah. This is so convoluted. And
yeah, very convoluted. So
everyone's happy that baby Holly is okay. She was raised by another family, adopted and everything. And the family who raised baby Holly didn't know that they had, quote unquote, baby Holly. And
well, who'd they think they had? Where'd they think the baby came from?
An orphan. Somebody who was dropped off. No, somebody who was dropped off
facility.
And like anybody else who mm-hmm.
yeah, okay.
adopts a baby. Yeah. But the people who raised Holly are not suspects in this whole situation. They're not suspects in the murder. It just seems that the definition of
nomadic religious group, I'd like a little more clarity, not necessarily from you, but just in terms of what is, I mean, anybody could, I could start our own religious group. Right, they're cults. And the description of the people you just gave, the white robes and barefoot, sounds almost like a branch of either the Sikh religion, maybe not so much, but some of the splinter groups of Muslim. I don't know, it's... There are so many weird, you know, last night I spent some time watching the January 6th hearings. I hadn't paid much attention to them because I thought that what happened, and the good and the bad that came out of it has been assessed until we're tired of assessing it. But boy, man, have I changed my mind. The stuff that I saw last night and listening to all of the things, I went back and forth across all the networks. I listened to Sean Hannity for a while talk about it. He'll be here at this conference today. I'd be interested to hear what his play on this is. He's sort of not necessarily critical of Trump, but he seems to, you know, okay, we knew what happened. It wasn't good. It shouldn't have happened. But his reasoning for having it not happen has not to do with what the committee is basically going after Trump, and you can understand that Sean doesn't want to go after Trump, so he's going after all the other people who didn't call for the National Guard, didn't call for help, didn't call for the police, and basically let it happen. So the reason I bring that up with regard to this, there's so many people who feel disenfranchised. Things are out of control at so many levels. You know, we look at the things that are going on in our country, the lack of leadership, the lack of basically follow through. I'm feeling it even in my own community, where some of the crazies have sort of gotten a hold of a social media channel and are creating all kinds of hubbubs about nothing. But because they can do it and they cause people to think, okay, what really happens? What really happened, either present or past? It's very difficult on almost every level. Even think about personal relationships. Think about family things. You know, mother says this, father says that, children are listening. What do we believe? It's a very difficult time, I think. And you wonder if it's going to straighten itself out. And then you see circumstances like this with a baby that disappears and nobody really understands what the circumstances are. The implication mm-hmm. here is that these parents were killed and the religious, the nomadic religious group, as they are called in air quotes, took the baby. That's what you get. That's the inference you get from looking sort of between the lines. Is that what you're taking away from this?
There are murders that are still unsolved. So happy that we know where baby Holly is now, and as an adult, yeah. But these parents, they're still, the family members are very grateful that they know that Holly is well and okay.
So what is Holly saying? Is she talking about this? Anybody talk to her, or is she just kind of, is she a recluse? I
mean, she hasn't done any reports or anything, but she did make contact with her biological family virtually. And they'll soon be uniting in person, and this is thanks to financial help from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Yeah. Imagine that. Put yourself in that position, boys and girls, and think about what you would think if it happened to somebody in your family. 16 after the hour on the Friday program. Back with a focus on Britney Spears in a moment.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Friday morning on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, live from the studios of Hofstra University Radio Studios here. I'm with Jay, as I usually am. Jay Kirshner has the update on Britney Spears. So, she got married.
She is a married woman. Part. Yes, yeah, she and Sam Asghari got hitched. And it wasn't a super easy day for his ex, Jason Alexander.
How did Jason Alexander, the guy that she married for 15 minutes in Las Vegas, right? Wasn't that the...
Yes, yeah, this was her first husband, the childhood friend. They had the quickie wedding in Vegas, and then, what, like, hours later? That's been a little exaggerating a little bit, but still, yeah, so he...
How did he find out? That one would wonder how he found out they were getting married, because everybody, this wasn't well known, was it?
For the last couple of days, it was in the news that she, you know, there was going to be a surprise wedding. She was getting married on Thursday and Thursday night in L.A. in her L.A. home and all of this. So some of the information was leaked a little bit. So that could have been how he knew, or maybe he spoke to somebody. But it was at her residence, and he he tried to crash the wedding. He even he live streamed it too. So. He tries to go in, yeah, and he's telling the staff and security, no, I'm Jason Alexander, I'm Britney's first husband, she was my first wife, she's my only wife, I was invited, at first saying that he was invited and all of this stuff, and then he starts saying, I'm here to crash the wedding.
Did Kevin Federline get invited? Did Federline, was he at the wedding?
No, he wasn't at the wedding, nor were her children. But here's something that's interesting enough. Obviously, there's no surprise that her parents were not invited, and nor was her sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, invited. But her brother, Brian, was in attendance.
Really? That says something, doesn't it? Under the circumstances.
Yeah, so...
All right, so Brittany...
It was a little bit of a star-studded affair, but she is a married woman, moving on.
Where are they going on their honeymoon, I wonder?
That's a good question. We'll find out, I'm sure.
I thought it was, too, yeah. All right, 21 after.
Good question.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour here on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program with the trending items in our focus. There's a nice connection, was, and I think kind of still is, Jay, between John Stamos and Bob Saget. We're going to get to that right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner here with a kind of a nice story. The connection between John Stamos and Bob Saget has become pretty obvious here, Jay. What's the scoop?
Yeah, well, they met on Full House where they played brothers-in-law. And, it was just really sweet. The Netflix's Dirty Daddy, the Bob Saget tribute, is now streaming, and John Stamos reveals the last text message received from Bob Saget.
Why the heck do they call it Dirty Daddy? Why would that? What's that all about?
It's probably in there. Well, Bob Saget's known for he's kind of known for having really dirty jokes.
Oh,
that could be part of it.
All right. Yeah. I've never
and as he was playing, as And as he was playing Danny Tanner, this, you know, clean cut, cleaning, obsessed, really good TV dad role model thing, he was always cracking up the crew off camera with very inappropriate jokes.
Oh, okay.
So that could be a part of it. That could be where it comes from.
Right.
But John Stamos, he revealed the last text message he received from Bob, and it said, "I love you so much, I will say that God gave me the brother I wanted." And Stamos shared his reply where he's like, "Well, you have a lot of God-given brothers, but I'm first, right?" And then Saget goes on to say, "Mayer," meaning John Mayer, "Mayer's an amazing friend, but he's more fair weather. You are always there, so you're number one." And Mayer was in the audience. It's very clear that he was probably kind of joking, and even John Mayer was laughing as John Stamos was reading all this. John Mayer was the one who hired the private plane to bring Bob Saget's body back home so that he could have the service and memorial with his family, and also drove his car back from along with comedian John Ross. So yeah. Where his car was in Florida, also drove it back. So he had some really, really good friends.
I confuse John Stamos and John Mayer all the time, frankly. Mayer's the one that's a real romanticist, right? And Stamos is pretty stable. Sort of.
John Mayer kind of he loves love, and John Stamos was married to Rebecca Romaine for a little bit, and he's the one that his wife now is obsessed with Disney World, and actually is one of those ones that anytime they go to Disney World, she makes him dress up.
All right, 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The fully electrified Volvo C40 Recharge has been awarded a 5-star top safety rating in the 2022 Euro NCAP tests, joining its siblings in the Volvo car lineup as one of the safest cars on the road. The rating continues Volvo Car's 5-star streak in Euro NCAP testing. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
This city is testament to the connections that bind us and our capacity to achieve great things together.
This week's Summit of the Americas is becoming a big question mark as President Biden made the decision not to be inclusive to countries in the region. Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela were snubbed by President Biden by not getting an invitation. In turn, the leaders of Mexico, Guatemala, Salvador, Bolivia, and Honduras have snubbed the event. The absentees of all three Northern Triangle leaders undermines the Biden administration, led by Vice President Kamala Harris, to throw more money at those countries. This is the first meeting in the United States since 1994. Michigan prosecutors announced police officer Christopher Schur was charged Thursday with one count of second-degree murder in the killing of an intoxicated motorist resisting arrest on April 4th. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Criticized by law enforcement experts for slowness in taking out the school shooter last month in Uvalde, Texas, school police chief Pete Arredondo describing an agonizing wait for a key that would work in an interview with the Texas Tribune. He said he hadn't spoken out sooner because he didn't want to compound his hometown's grief or point blame. The Department of Justice began an investigation into how the situation was handled. Yesterday's made-for-TV show, January 6, was broadcast on mainstream media with the help of a Hollywood producer. Former President Trump lawyer Alina Habba was on Newsmax denouncing the soap opera.
Why is it all Republicans and fake Republicans, rhinos like Liz Cheney, who is now not going to win another term because she is so two-faced that she has turned on her own party, and never mind the party, on America? Because when you take clips and publicize things that are anti-American, that's disgusting. I want to see criminals, and there might have been criminals. Let the criminals go to jail. Mm-hmm. But those are not everyone. There are some people there that were peacefully protesting. There were people that were peacefully protesting at Donald Trump's event, which was separate and apart. Yeah. And those radicals may have left and done things that he didn't condone. And he said that, but that wasn't publicized. This isn't a soap opera. This is our country. I'm so sad by what is happening to our country.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour on the Friday, Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I are going through some of the things that have, I think, an impact on us this week. That's the whole idea for doing this program. What has impact on you? It doesn't always have to be what's in the top 10, but it does have to be something that's relevant. And as we were talking off the air about gas prices, as we get into this Friday, the 10th of June, one-third of the way through the month of June, the continuing rise in gas prices. The national average of gas prices all across the country is on track now to pass $5 a gallon. That probably happened this weekend. If you look at the industry reports, there are two or three, like Gas Buddy, the groups that watch, monitor this sort of thing. The continuation of this, it's been about a month, hasn't it? Month long or more run up of prices that have never been seen before. First time that the $5 threshold has been passed is in terms of the average price. In California, it's always outrageous, and it's been over $5 a gallon there since all of this started. So what's causing this? Well, I've said this a number of times, lack of leadership. The government, the president, whoever it is, the energy secretary, should be working time and a half to get as much petroleum out of the ground in America as is possible. They're not doing that because they have a different agenda being pushed by people who want to have electric this and electric that, electric cars.
The state of California falling in lockstep has made it impossible for developers to build houses anymore that are powered by gas. Natural gas is out. Electricity is in. And who's thinking about the rolling blackouts that happen in California? It's just nobody with any common sense. I mean, come on. For God's sakes.
And doesn't that happen in New York sometimes, too?
New York has had that problem, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, wherever there's big population centers, Los Angeles, Los Angeles County, San Francisco, in this case, New York, Manhattan, the boroughs, all the suburbs around New York, I'm on Long Island today. Lots of this very heavy focus on a population center that uses a lot of electricity. So, if you don't have enough, this is a very complicated computerized world, you know, the whole gathering and collecting of where the electricity is and how you bring it in. These grids are all controlled by computers. And there was a hack, wasn't there, a year or so ago into one of the electric circuits, the electric power in some part. I want to say it was New York.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
That's the Russians hacked. And it messed up the power grid for a while because, again, all of it's on computer. And so there's no real hands-on. If the computer passes gas, literally and figuratively, then you're out. And
and look at the water situation where there was a water company that was hacked, and the hacker was trying to put unsafe levels of, I can't remember what chemical it was, and I don't have the story in front of me, but somebody who happened to be looking at their computer screen at the moment saw their mouse move, and they were able to stop that whole situation. But again, that's all computer generated, that somebody was able to hack in and do something like that.
So we have the demand for people wanting to drive during the good weather. We have refineries that have been closed down and not reopened yet for any number of reasons, so there's a bottleneck there in production. We have the effects of the war in Ukraine and the global markets that have changed. So what's on the Mercantile Express or wherever they have the commodity exchanges, which is what determines the price of a barrel of oil, it's $1.40 now as of today, $140 a barrel. Earlier this week it was $120 a barrel. And so if it keeps going up, you'll see $6. I was at the pump last night getting my car filled up. I think the tank takes 16 gallons or something. It was well over $100. So how does the average person, going back to what we were talking about earlier, the lady, I know a couple of people actually, who are working two jobs, $15 an hour, and they drive, this one person drives an old Ford pickup truck that has one of those Triton V10 engines in it that go, that's how the gas, you know, that's the sound of the gas being sucked out of the tank to run the engines. The old expression, it passes everything on the road except a gas station. And so this woman, she can't really afford. Where do you go? What do you do?
Yeah.
And who's backing, again, what's being done? Prices keep going up, so that means nothing's being done. In reality, there's a now, there's a here and a now that affects the scurrilous scumbags that run the oil company that are making huge profits, again, on the backs of people of all sizes and shapes, but certainly, you know, I sit here, you can hear me frustrated because I don't know what to suggest. The immediate situation could be handled by states knocking off the taxes. That was proposed in Massachusetts and it was defeated. I think it's been proposed in a lot of different states and nothing has come of that. Certainly it's been proposed over and over again in California. And, of course, with the morons that run that state being how they are and who they are. Do you know that there's a proposal to take the water? Now, remember, the biggest industry in California is not the entertainment industry. That's the biggest industry in Southern California, notably Los Angeles County. But if you look at the whole state, the picture of the whole state, the biggest industry is agriculture. If you go to the central part of California with its beautiful, lush fields and all kinds of produce is grown there all year long, the fact that the legislature in California has a proposal before it now to cut the amount of water that farmers get, so they will not be able to grow as much produce. Who in their right mind, given the pressure on agricultural products right now, i.e. food, who in their right mind wants to cut the supply of water? And by the way, who in their right mind in California doesn't think that the leadership there is so poor, so awful, they haven't come up with rain, the catch basins where they could catch the rain every time, and desalinization plants? What's the matter with these people?
It doesn't add up. It just does not make sense.
A 10-year-old could figure this out. So you've got that sort of thing. And I don't mean to keep going on to into the negative stuff, but it's, again, kind of a common-sense approach to these problems that would sort of fix the problems. Drill more, get more out of the... When Obama was president and there was a neutralization, if you will, natural gas before the pandemic, natural gas and oil, we're having a good time in America because the sources have been unleashed. I know a fellow who's in the oil and gas business in Ohio, and he was having a picnic because even he has a lot of small, about 3,000 small oil rigs all over the Midwest, and so they had been shut down. And when Obama said, okay, this is how we're going to incentivize getting more oil into our own domestic oil, he opened up a lot of the oil wells to get more oil out of the ground that otherwise, unless the prices were higher, they wouldn't do. And so now they're all operating again, but they, you know, there is only so much they can do because this administration has put the kibosh on a lot of the efforts before that were going on, actually. They shut down a lot of these operations. Because they want everybody, you know, Biden says it's going to hurt for a while. Yeah, okay. Hopefully it'll hurt you and the others who support your ideas at the ballot box. I don't usually get that political, that straightforward, but that's the way I think about it at the moment anyway. It's now 42 and change after the hour. In a moment, Jennifer Lopez in the focus.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
All right, 46 past the hour here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The Jennifer Lopez Netflix special is at the Tribeca Film Festival this weekend, which is pretty close to where I am right now on Long Island. The Tribeca Film Festival is a production of Robert De Niro and his friends. He owns the trademark Tribeca when it comes to films. He has a production company called Tribeca Films. So, what's on the bill of fare there, Jay? Who's up for special award or recognition or focus?
Yeah, J-Lo's Netflix special premiered there. It's called Halftime, and it's kind of like this intimate peek behind the curtain. It shows her grit, her determination, what makes Jennifer Lopez the icon that she
is. What makes her run?
This, like, living legend.
Yeah.
She performances on screen as an actor when she's on stage and performing around the world, that Super Bowl halftime show that people are still talking about. Just all of these different things, the recent presidential inauguration. And she even discusses that while she thanks everybody who stood behind her and believed in her and her family and her fans, she also thanks everybody who lied to her and told her that she couldn't do it and she would never amount to anything.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of, you know, a thank you list that was a little bit different than most people do. She focused on that the people who were the naysayers to her were also people who, or the naysaying was also something that pushed her to do better, to go further, to do all of that. She wanted to thank the disappointment and the failure that she experienced in her life for teaching her how to be strong, teaching her how to be a better person, how to be a better mom, her children, teaching her how to love. It's really cool. This is going to be a great documentary.
I think she's one of the best examples of getting it done that we can come up with. And the fact that she's good as a singer, as a performer, as an actress. I saw something, not the whole movie, but the other night when I sort of collapsed on the couch with Daisy, there was a movie on, I can't remember the name of it. She played a reporter, and it was in Mexico, and it was a 2006 movie. I'd never seen it before, but I've seen many of her movies, and I think she's very likable. And apparently
she's
likable in person. You know, that's sort of the sense that I get from her, but she certainly is good, and that is a great lesson. We've all had people in our lives who said, you know, you should be satisfied with what you've got, you're okay, leave it alone, don't make waves. I heard that all the time as a kid growing up, and of course I did just the opposite. And so, you know, good luck to her. Maybe she doesn't need luck. What did she buy? $60 million house in Beverly Hills this week, so good for her. All right, we got 10 before the hour here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of
your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's family farm and food time here on the DJB program with a focus also on National Iced Tea Day, Jay Kirshner. Are you a tea drinker? Tea.
I love iced tea.
Iced tea
is so great. I'm more of the herbal kind. I like the green teas, the matcha tea. Yeah. I love iced tea, but it has to be unsweetened. And I have to specify that down in the South because if you don't, it's always coming out sweet. But then when I specify it up in Ohio and Cleveland, the server always looks at me like, as opposed to, if I say I want unsweet iced tea, she looks at me like, or they look at me as opposed to what?
Yeah, right.
That's the only way we serve it up here.
So, National Iced Tea Day started 1904 at the St. Louis World's Fair, exceedingly hot weather there, and so they created, there was a tea plantation owned by a fellow named Richard Bligeon, who was president at the fair, and he took advantage of the situation like any good entrepreneur, sold tea that was chilled instead of hot, and so on June 10th we fill our glasses with iced tea and have a good old time. It's also National Herbs and Spices Day, falls on June 10th as well. The world of diversity when it comes to some of the flavoring agents that are around. Do you use a lot of herbs and spices when you cook?
I do. I'm a big fan. I think it's so cool how you can take the same ingredients and make it a completely different dish based on whatever spices and herbs you use. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Focus on the Farm brings us around to the Farm Dog of the Year in a moment here on the DJV program. June is also CPR Awareness Month. Mariah Haberman is here. She has some summer water safety tips in the event that there may be an emergency.
American Heart Association Health Beat. I'm Mariah Haberman. It's important to stay safe while having fun in the water. Dr. Annie Ahrens, emergency medicine physician at Hennepin County Medical Center in Minneapolis, is here with water safety tips.
This summer, be sure to teach your children water safety and make sure everyone in your family is trained in hands-only CPR. If you have a pool, be sure to install fencing with self-closing gates at least 4 feet high to separate the pool from the house and the yard.
Drowning is the second leading cause of death in children aged 1 to 4.
If this emergency occurs, the American Heart Association recommends calling 911 and administering rescue breaths along with chest compressions. Make sure you have a family safety plan, learn to swim, and remember life jackets. Half of all boating deaths could be prevented with their use.
Find out where you can learn hands-only CPR and get additional water safety tips at heart.org.
Also in the Farm, Family, and Food Department, there's a recall, the peanut butter thing. We talked about that, I think, earlier in the week, right? Remember the ads for Smuckers? With a name like Smuckers, it has to be good? Well, apparently with a name like Smuckers, it is not so good, because Smuckers peanut butter has some problems with it. And so you're being told by the FDA to avoid it because of a risk of salmonella. Our three favorite, the Listeria, the E. coli, and the Salmonella, are our three favorite bugs get into the food. And so there's a problem if you're buying, or you've got some Smucker's peanut butter. Smucker? No, it's Smucker, actually. S-M-U-C-K-E-R. If you got some of that, bring it back to the store and get your money back. That's it. Bingo. No questions. Just say, I want my money back, and you know, buy something. Buy some of the all-natural. The new peanut butters that are all-natural are fabulous. I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, frankly, and I use all that good gluten-free peanut butter. The dog of the year, according to the Farm Bureau, this is something I love to focus on, the Family Farmer. You know, I do that program every week called the American Family Farmer. I wish I could interview this dog, frankly. The winner of the Farm Bureau Dog of the Year is a Border Collie. His name is Fit, owned by a Farm Bureau member in Florida, Cindy and Andrew Deek. So Nestle's Purina put this all together. The People's Puppy Choice. What is the choice? What's the People's Choice Award? This is the People's Choice Award for puppies.
Yeah, the Furby right? Choice.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. It's been going on for 4 years now, celebrating farm dogs and all of the work alongside farmers and ranchers that they handle. Rounding up livestock, chasing off predators.
Oh, yeah.
These farm dogs are legit.
I have a farm dog named Daisy May, but she's not chasing anything except rabbits under the under the door in the barn, or the cat in the barn. That's about it. But yeah, this is a very important part of farming and agriculture and farm life. This dog is good with sheep and with cows, and she trains a lot of younger dogs, apparently, out of herd animals as well. So congratulations to the Farm Dog of the Year. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV Show.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.